friends, it's us. I am Steph Beagle.
And I am Lauren Abney.
And this is Well Behaved. We believe balance is a bit overplayed and way overrated. We've embraced finding our perfect blend of wellness with a twist of tequila.
This podcast delivers wellness remixed from face-slapping facials to the ABCs of CBD. Living your best life and finding what's right for you is what it's all about. Let's do this. I fangirled hard.
Really hard.
Really hard. I've been obsessed with Gem and Bolt for, I've only known them for probably 2 years, but I have really been an advocate for their brand. Done a lot of tagging, a lot of buying little baby versions of their mezcal bottles in LA.
They're so cute.
Making cocktails, sharing the bottles. And today, the dreams came true. We met Lindsay Eshelman, who is VP of everything and truly brand advocate. She is just such like an energy and a vibe. And we were sitting there on a Monday and she brought this spirit that lifted us up. I love her.
Mezcal and tequila typically do that for us. So that's good.
True.
I also think about that for me. It's like I love drinking it and it's a beautiful bottle. I love sipping it. The taste is insane. But hearing the story and hearing all of the background and art and that it's so much more experiential. And I think that we feel that when we drink it. But hearing that that was its roots was just so cool to hear.
It feels like I want to be their storyteller.
Totally.
That they have this incredible story. We just want to perpetuate it and share it with everybody. So I guess that's what we're doing today.
I guess we'll just do that.
Let's do it. But first, we got to get a little high. So Beaks, can you tell me what you're high on this week?
Well, if anyone has been around me in the last few weeks, it's all I talk about and it's all I consume. Siete came out with their own kettle chips.
I've seen these.
They're like the crunch is insane. Avocado oil, clean, beautiful.
What's the flavors?
There's so many, but I think I've tried almost all of them. There is a typical like salt type situation. Mm-hmm. Solid. Mm-hmm. The chipotle barbecue, very solid. And then there's the fuego, which is literally en fuego.
En fuego.
It is like the fact that it is... has that much taste. I mean, I know you had a couple.
It's muy bueno.
It's muy bueno. Buenísimo. And I'm obsessed. And honestly, like I've gone, this is my second round and I have to like limit myself. I try to like be like, okay, look at this serving just to give myself some type of goal or like some type of boundary. And it's like 14 chips and I typically eat like 700 in a day. So the end.
14 is great though.
14 is a beautiful number. I love even numbers.
That's so weird. I'm an odd number person.
I know. It's fine. That's perfect. That's why we compliment each other. What are you high on?
Oh, well, I just did a little road trip and I'd say I listened to this one particular song 97 times and it is called Just Be by Justin Bieber. And I mean, what?
Wow.
It's not Justin Bieber. It's Justin Timberlake.
Correct.
And DJ Khaled. And pause for a portion of the song to play now. And what I love is this one, the way that the lyrics are. I just think that it's a demonstration of the evolution that's happening around everyone. And the fact that DJ Khaled and Justin Timberlake are talking about presence and patience is beautiful. So this is the pre-chorus. Because things are happening that I can't see. And if I've got patience, then I've got peace. I have to let go. Let go, let go of everything, and watch what happens when I break free.
Love it.
It's just such a jam.
It's so good.
It's a summer vibe. It's happiness. It's just being in one's element, oneself.
Essentially, we need to play that, drink Gem and Bolt, and just live our best lives.
And eat chips.
And eat chips. Duh.
Life.
Let's do it.
Love. We're talking mezcal on a Monday.
We are.
It is pretty appropriate because we had a fun Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so bringing this onto a Monday is, I think, what do you call that? The carryover, the shampoo effect?
Shampoo effect. I'm so
We're shampooing ourselves today with somebody very special. We have Lindsay Eshelman, who is the VP of our all-time, hands-down, favorite, love, obsession, Gem and Bolt Mezcal. Gem and Bolt is founded by an artist and alchemist duo, and it is distilled with Damiana, which is a super herb from Mexico known to hold many mythical properties, which we're going to learn all about. We have so much to talk about: health, wellness, design, art, botanicals. We're so excited to have you.
A little bit of imbibing with some spirits. Yeah.
You're speaking our language.
Well, I mean, it's all the great things. Health, wellness, herbs, tequila, mezcal. Let's go.
And just the most beautiful bottle I've ever seen for any spirit.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Well, there's a story behind that. I can't wait to tell it.
Oh, I'm into it. Well, we start with one question with all of our guests, and that could be in relation to the brand, or you could tell us your personal story, but what does wellness mean to you?
You know, I have at this point in my life, what wellness meant to me years ago is totally different than now. Wellness is truly a holistic mind-body connection that I want to practice every day. Before, I would say it was how I looked, and now wellness is how I feel. And I think that that's a really important lesson that only maturity teaches you, that wellness is an all-around feeling of good, and it doesn't matter how you look.
Mm. I'm going to write that down.
I love that.
It's really good.
Wellness is also mezcal, but all those things too, yeah, right? Yes, come on.
We are kind of obsessed with the story of Gem and Bolt and the fact that the founders came from this really incredible background of whimsy and artist and herbalism and like living in the mm-hmm. back mountains of Virginia. So I've read, and then now they they built a brand in Mexico. And so can you just give us the background? Mm-hmm. Tell us how Gem and Bolt was created and start with the story.
Absolutely, because you would think we fabricated this story. It's like a brand director's dream, but there is no fabrication here. It's so authentic and beautiful. So Adrina and Elliot, who essentially are the artist duo behind the brand, started their life on a commune in Virginia. Daughters of bootleggers, let's just say that, and bootleggers of the herbal nature, let's also just say that. So they were raised in this really wild way of understanding plants and alchemy and community, which is really the founding pillars of Gem and Bolt. And so as they ventured out and became artists, fine artists doing installations and sculpture, they realized at their underground parties that mezcal was always the favorite beverage. So that's how they started getting acclimated to, so to say, with the mezcal category. And they decided to take a trip to Oaxaca together as the artist duo. And here's the crazy part. You cannot make this up. Their artist duo name was Gem and Bolt. They get to Oaxaca and they're like, whoa, mezcal, now that we understand it, it is blowing our minds. And they heard the ancient Apotec traditional story of what mezcal is. And that essentially is, and I'm going to hold a bottle up right here so the lovely ladies can see the gem and the bolt. Essentially, the story of the myth is that the lightning bolt struck the gem or heart of the agave, and that the agave plant split open in the field and magical sap came out, and that's mezcal. And so the ladies were like, mind blown, the bolt hit the gem and we're Gem and Bolt. Mezcal is now our destiny. You can't even make that up.
Honestly, like I can't even deal with that study.
Say it. And so they just immersed themselves in the culture in Oaxaca, learned everything they needed to learn. And then Gem and Bolt was born.
That is magic.
No, it's magic. Yeah.
There'd be no way that could happen. And then you'd be like, I don't know. Should we do rum? Clearly, right. That was destiny.
I was thinking a hard seltzer would be us. No, it was like mezcal destiny. Yeah.
I love that so much. So talk to us about, so art clearly plays a huge role in the brand and in the lives of the founders. So I know it started with this love of like art and plants, but throughout this journey, how has art been a fundamental piece of this mezcal, right?
I mean, art is essentially a founding pillar of the brand. Like I said, coming from an artist duo, they've designed the logo, they've designed the bottle, and the aesthetics are highly controlled of the brand. Everything is visual and touching and community. And when the brand first launched, the idea was to experience it in a way that was whimsical, or you know, inspiring. So the ladies created these altars in Tulum and Oaxaca that were just beautiful art installations, suitcases opened with resin pieces that they hand created, where you would sit next to and sip and enjoy and hear the story of mezcal and hear the story of Gem and Bowl. So as the brand grew, so did the alignment with art. We work with many artists to either sponsor them, collaborate with them. We just did our most recent collaboration was with One Golden Thread, who is a clothing designer, an artist with textiles, very fine textiles. And we created beautiful face masks with them. Obviously timely, unfortunately. So art is this evolving pillar of the brand that will always be the cornerstone of the brand, whether that is visual arts, fine arts, obviously heavy into music. We have so many musical artists that are in our friends and family tribe. But yes, art, the design of the bottle is just as important to us as what's in the bottle.
It's interesting because, I mean, when Lauren discovered Gem and Bolt a few years ago, I was like, I don't even give a shit if I don't like mezcal, because I've actually acquired more of this desire and taste for it now. But I'm like, I need that bottle in my life, right? And it's like, I don't feel that way. I mean, maybe about a few other brands in life, but it truly, you look at that bottle and it gives you like a feeling, and you want to be a part of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, on your shelf for a while. I do agree that there's maybe one or two other brands, and I have to say they're mostly high-end tequila brands, some cognac brands that really go in on the design of the bottle that you want to keep it on the shelf. But, you know, we think Gem and Bolt deserves to be on your shelf full or not full.
Totally. No, it is a staple in our homes at this point now.
And then I got to tell you, when we were in LA, we started to see the little mini bottles.
Oh, my God. Could they be any cuter? Yeah. Yes, we're obsessed.
For these size.
Both.
Yeah. I love them. So the listeners can know, one is like a little flask.
Yeah.
And it is a white bottle and it's in a tiny flask. And then there's one that almost looks like a shampoo size bottle that you would get in a really beautiful hotel.
It's a little, we call them little nips, and we have them. Actually, we're going to start selling that size online. So I'll, at the end of the show, tell you guys where to get them. But we're also going to be packaging the 200 ml, the flask, as you like to say, which essentially, that's why we went, you know, the beverage is a party beverage as well. And what is better in the back of your pocket at a rave or a party or wherever you might be than a flask size mezcal bottle? But we're also going to be selling art flasks with them, where you can mix your own cocktail to go in these.
I mean,
I have no words.
Mind blown.
And everything is made in Oaxaca. I think it's really important when we talk about our brand to also talk about the fact that we're not sourcing anything from, you know, China or anything. When I say, oh, I want an art flask or I want this, Elliot, our co-founder who lives in Oaxaca, goes to the community and works with local artists and produces it in Oaxaca and ships it here. So the brand is so authentic. It just bleeds authenticity. And I think it's really important to say, if you're going to talk about art, I forgot the fact that we have a Gem and Bolt studio in Oaxaca that produces these pieces of art that we can bring to the United States and sell or gift.
I just love that there's a story, you know, there's so much authenticity. And I think, you know, you talk a lot about this, like superb quality, the authenticity of it, the fact that you're committed to like those pillars. Will you tell us a little bit more around like the ethos of Gem and Bolt? So we know art is a foundational pillar. What else makes up the brand?
Sustainability, sustainability, sustainability. And the idea of community. We work with Vicente Reyes, who is essentially our plug, so to say, in Oaxaca, who is so well respected by the Palenques and the families down there who are mezcal producers for generations. So everything we do with Gem and Bolt is part of the agave plantation program. So for every plant we take out of the ground, we put one back in.
Mm, amazing.
We're very adamant about that. And as our brand grows and the program grows, the goal is a very, lofty goal is to start to harvest wild growing agave as well. So, you know, we're taking and we're taking and giving back to Mother Earth. And it's such a huge pillar for the brand. And also you did mention at the beginning, our mantra is art and plants. And plants tie in not just because of the agave, but because what's in the mezcal is Damiana. And I really think that your listeners are going to have a aha moment here, because Damiana is a super herb that is underrated. No one is talking about Damiana. And I'm telling you right now, the second you introduce Damiana in your life, ooh, your life's going to change. So,
well, tell us, because we don't know. We know everything about tequila. We think we did. Yeah. And then I'm like, am I even saying Damiana correct? So give us a scoop.
Okay. Damiana, super herb. And this ties back to the founders being raised with plants and plant medicine in Virginia. They knew about different herbs and how they affected the body, and essentially medicine on how you create medicinal purposes with herbs. So they've always known about Damiana. They're lucky. Their parents told them when they were younger. I have to discover it in my 30s. Damiana is a flowering bush native to desert areas. There is some in the southern United States, mostly in Mexico, and it is a known aphrodisiac, heart elevator, heart opener, mood booster, depression healer. Like, you get a little bit flush, your heart starts to race, you feel great. So the ladies have always known Damiana. And so before they went to Oaxaca to discover Gem and Bolt and Mezcal, in their artist parties in Oakland, they were putting Damiana in the Mezcal just naturally. They thought, hey, let's spice up this party and throw some Damiana in the Mezcal. That everyone was lit.
They were vibing.
Everyone loved everyone. It's a party herb. I'm never going to use the word drugs. It's not a drug by any means. It's an herb. You could grow it in your garden. So they get to Oaxaca, and this is the beautiful story, and they realize that the local Oaxacan community had been putting Damiana in mezcal for years as hormone treatment for, you know, female, for infertility, for mood elevation. So they were just like, another aha moment, like, wait a second, we were doing this with Damiana. We get to Oaxaca and they're doing it. And it's actually some of the ways that they were getting around prohibition in the 20s was called medicinally infusing mezcal with Damiana. So again, an aha moment for the brand, where this idea of the super herb, I have it in here, it smells like chamomile. It is in Gem and Bolt. So after a few years of R&D on figuring out how to get it shelf stable, we figured it out. It is in a fourth distillation, kind of like a gin, where you put a basket above the liquid and the oils, the natural oils from the herb drips down into the liquor. And it's a beautiful, beautiful herb. You can get Damiana tea. You can, you know, put it in capsules. There's many different ways that you can enjoy Damiana. Actually, in Bushwick, where I hang out all the time, they sell Damiana cigarettes. Like, it's starting to trend.
Wow.
And I would like to think Gem and Bolt was basically here on the forefront. So again, the mezcal came secondary. The founders were using mezcal as an herbal delivery system. We all know that liquor extracts things very easily. That's why, you know, infusions are so easy. The alcohol literally goes into an herb or to a fruit or anything that you put in a jar with alcohol and pushes the flavors and the oils out. That's what alcohol's job mm-hmm. is. And so the ladies were using mezcal as this herbal delivery system, and it just came full circle with Damiana. So I'm so proud of the fact that they were like on the forefront of this, and Damiana's now starting to get a little bit of recognition. You're going to hear more of it. And now that you know about it, I guarantee, please Google Damiana after you listen to this. You're going to be like, wait, why are we all not drinking Damiana tea in the morning? Why are we will just be a happy bunch of ladies.
Well, I'm going to be drinking Damiana tea, and I'm going to smoke a Damiana cigarette, because it sounds amazing. It just sounds like joy.
And then at the night, have a little Damiana mezcal, and yeah. You will be just pleasant.
So how does the Damiana impact the flavor of Gem and Bolt? Because I'm obsessed with the flavor, and I think it is a cleaner version of the traditional mezcal. It doesn't have an over-smokiness. It feels like it's almost feminine in terms of the way that it falls on your palate.
You have had a lot of Gem and Bolt. Yes. So adding a slight bit of the herb does trim down the traditional smoky flavor. So for those of us, I mean, a feminine palate as well, I do not want to drink a ton of smoke. It overpowers my mouth. I can have one drink of it. You know, I do like whiskey every now and then, but the same thing, even in a cocktail, a traditional mezcal in a cocktail overpowers the cocktail. Try to have a mezcal margarita with anything other than Gem and Bolt and you're drinking smoke. With the addition of the Damiana, it does make it more approachable. We like to call it experiential. It's an experiential mezcal. It's not traditional. It's experiential. And it just allows for a little bit more approachability. It mixes better in cocktails because it's not a really smoky, and that herb rounds it out. And people who don't know what Damiana is taste it and they're like, oh, is that chamomile? It kind of has a chamomile tinge to it, if you would.
It's delicious.
I'm thirsty.
I feel like one thing we haven't really hit on yet is we are agave super fans, but I don't know that we've ever talked about the difference between mezcal and tequila. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah. Absolutely. So essentially, if we are looking at the ingredients, they are the same. It is agave. Agave is agave is agave. We use blue espadine agave 100%, which is a very specific kind of agave. It's a little more sharp and pointy, and many mezcals choose to use that variant of agave. So what we're talking about now is the difference between a cooked down smoked batch of raw agave spirit, which is mezcal, versus, so mezcal, you cut the agave and you dig a hole and it is all made like this to this very day. Mezcal will never be as commercial as tequila because the process is very regulated by standards set by the government. So you dig a hole, you put the agave in it, you cover it and you light it on fire for 2 weeks. So essentially you're getting a very cooked down smoky agave plant. And then you put it on a stone, a tahone, and a donkey, literally a donkey. Our donkey has a name. I always forget it. Our donkey, it has a name. It drags a stone around that smoked agave and pulls out the spirit, so to say. So when you're talking about tequila, it is not thrown in the ground for 2 weeks straight and covered and smoked. It is cooked down more rapidly. So you're getting something that will not have that smoked flavor because it is not smoked, it's cooked.
That's super interesting.
So yeah, we say that we're ambassadors of tequila and mezcal, but I just learned a shit ton. I didn't know about that.
I'm picturing a very cute donkey.
Someday, I'll have to take you to Oaxaca.
We are so in.
I just like you to know I'm raising my hand.
We need to meet your donkey.
Yeah, we're just going to have to prove that this donkey is real and that he's very cute.
And it's treated very fairly.
Of course, of course.
We have no doubt, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, and then from there, mezcal has the same properties of like being clean. We're talking a lot about clean spirits and how people are, you know, making sure that while they can engage in things like alcohol, as they're doing so and they're making a decision that's right for their body. And it's not going to, I don't feel like I've had the hangover that I would have.
You will not. Yeah. No, it is by far cleaner than tequila, A, because of the process and B, because of the regulatory standards. Tequila, when you're drinking tequila, sometimes you're drinking a raw grain spirit. You're drinking something that's not refined, something that's not, could be maybe not 100% agave, not 100% by standard. With mezcal, it is so regulated. It is incredibly clean. It's why I can drink it straight, sipping it. It just does not have the same ethanol burn off, so to say. Yeah, it is definitely cleaner. Actually, every year in January, everyone goes on their revolution, their resolution binge. We go on the clean spirit challenge, which is drink mezcal only in January. And by February, you'll realize that your hangovers were not caused by the mezcal. Mezcal is a clean spirit. Take the clean spirit challenge in January. If you're going to drink, only drink mezcal. We're not talking with juice or mixers or sugar rims. We're just talking straight mezcal. Clean spirit challenge by February, you'll realize, oh, it was not, it was my pina colada that was doing it to me, not the mezcal.
I was like, the last time I've had a pina colada. So let's dig in on that. So I will say personally, I think a lot of the smokier mezcals, I like to cut it or like cut that smoke by adding some type of like citrus, right? Because I like a little bit of smokiness, but I don't love that to be overpowering. But I think also, I mean, for Gem and Bolt, you said it, like sipping on it, right? Like what are the best ways that our listeners should be enjoying mezcal or Gem and Bolt specifically?
Okay, I'm going to go real traditional here.
Let's do it.
And say it should be completely just in one of our beautiful Gem and Bolt clay cups.
Oh my God.
Which is if you go to Oaxaca, very traditionally sipped in this black clay, which comes from a region of Oaxaca. This is handmade down there. A citrus orange slice. Orange and mezcal are the beautiful pairing. Some people prefer a lime with their tequila. With mezcal, it's orange. A little bit of salt, traditionally worm salt. I'm going to send you guys some cinnamon salt that we make in-house at Gem and
Bolt.
What?
Fuck yes!
A little bit. Okay, so what I would say for people who really love their mezcal, you bite the orange, you take a little lick of the salt, and then you sip. And that is enough juice from that bite of fresh fruit to make it, you know, easy on the palate.
That's
if you're
going to
mix it in a cocktail, I love a mezcal margarita. It just should be fresh ingredients. A mezcal paloma, again, fresh ingredients. If you're really going booze heavy, I love, hear me out, a mezcal Negroni.
I've actually been seeing that on a lot of menus these days. It's like, it's happening.
I mean, I feel like I was the one to start doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all credit to you. And I will say the mezcal paloma, I'm like so in for because we're huge lovers of grapefruit. And I think, again, you know, like I'm going to work on the traditional way of enjoying, but baby steps. And for now, I really do enjoy like that type of pairing with the grapefruit is amazing. Someone also recently told me that mezcal and tomatoes is like a thing. Had you heard this before? So I know, I swear, tomatoes are my favorite food in the world, but I was with, I was with a friend recently and said that they did a tasting and they actually had, instead of the orange, they were having them use tomatoes.
Okay, that's interesting. I did a series 2 years ago called Crop Tales, and I did make some mezcal cocktails with tomatoes. I should bring it back.
Bring it back, babe. Bring it back.
It might be that it's almost tomato season. So let's just bring it back.
I love tomato season. It's my favorite.
It's you guys, I'm like beaming thinking about tomato season. Although like tomato season is
sitting on my, I live on a farm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Of course, obviously. So I get to go outside and when it's tomato season, they are I just sit in the garden and I'm like, bah, bah, bah. But abundance.
I am like holy jealous.
We're
going
to go to Oaxaca
heart.
And then we're going to Pennsylvania.
We're going to Pennsylvania. And I will.
We're going to do that. Hey, once we're fully vaxxed, guys, we're world touring it. The Mezcal world tour.
We are so in for that. Okay. And then what about food pairings? Like, what do you think that, you know, what do you guys say goes really well from a Mezcal food pairing situation?
You know, it's very interesting because in Oaxaca, it's just with everything.
Yeah.
You have mezcal and it's stored in big jugs on the back of a bar. And let me tell you, if there's a plastic bottle with mezcal on the back of the bar, it's the mezcal you want to drink in Oaxaca. Because it came from some small palenque. Someone put a lot of thought into it and they don't have jugs. That's the best, trust me, best mezcal. But it, you know, I love it with a spicy food because I feel like the smoke especially for people who spice freaks them out, the smoke cuts the spice. Mm.
So interesting.
Spicy food, put a little smoke on that. It's like the best idea of barbecue you've ever had. Yeah.
Outside of the fact that we're going to get a Gem and Bolt delivery, which like I am going to just wait downstairs and wait for that package to arrive, which we're so grateful for. What else can we look forward to from the brand? What else, you know, what are you committed to for the next year, for the next 5 years? Tell us, give us some secrets.
I am so excited that you asked that. So the brand recently just had some really great news where we partnered with Cascade Spirits, who is a larger spirit company. And now we're going to be available in many more states. So mezcal,
honestly, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I could cry.
Yes. I know. We did during COVID pivot and become available online to ship to 40 states, but now in store, you can go to your local store and get it. So that's big news alone, because we went from 7 markets to 20 plus. So super excited about that. And also really excited, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're going to be selling. There's so much, you know, need and desire for our beautiful art pieces, because Gem and Bolt is art and plants. So on a website called Shots Box, that's a plural, Shots Box, we are going to be selling different mezcal kits. So some are going to be with our art flasks that are custom hand painted in Oaxaca, shipped to the United States. And, you know, some of these beautiful clay black traditional sipping cups from Oaxaca. So not only are we going to be looking at our mezcal in the next few years, we're going to be looking at what the art pieces are that go with it. So we're making those available. And then who knows? Or,
I love, honestly, the fact, you know, you brought this up earlier, this experiential mezcal, like that is what you are delivering, right? Like we love the bottle, but to be able to sip from that amazing cup that's also based in art, like that is just, it takes it to a different level, which I think is really special.
Yeah. I agree. And, you know, I would never even ask you if you were going to do another, move into tequila or something of that line. It doesn't ever need to be done. But what I love is sharing it with people. So to me, Gem and Bolt is incredibly communal and it's creative. And it's something that when I share it with somebody, first of all, they see the bottle and they just lose their minds. Mm-hmm. And then they taste it. And it is a special experience. Yeah. And so whether that is, you know, at a concert this summer or sitting in the park or making a fun beverage together, because we're all going to be coming back to life. You're giving us that. And we're so, 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 so grateful, because it really is special.
Yeah, that's the beauty of when I run into people who say, oh, I know your brand. The way that they know it is because someone gave it to them and someone shared it with them. They didn't discover it. You know, I hate to say it. They didn't discover it at their bar because their bartender was like, this is what my owner is telling me to pour you. It's been shared with them. You know, I was in Tulum last month and so many people were like, oh my God, someone gifted me a Gem and Bolt flask years ago. I've never forgotten it. And that is itself, a beautiful thing, creating a tribe around this experience. So thank you for acknowledging that.
Well, it is a really beautiful gift. I got to admit, I've gifted it a couple times, but I would encourage our listeners to, and they can now because you'll be expanding into more retail, but where else can they find Gem and Bolt now? Because I know online is a portion for you.
Yes, gemandbolt.com. We do sell direct on gemandbolt.com, and then Shots Box, which will be where we're going to be selling the bottles plus additions. If you buy a big bottle, it's coming in a beautiful handmade canvas bag that says Mezcal. If you buy the smaller bottles, they're coming in amazing pouches. So if you want the specialty upgrades with these beautiful items of POS, it's going to be on Shots Box. And then gemandbolt.com for any other, unless you live in like a control state like I do, like Pennsylvania, where you can't legally ship liquor to, but 40 other states in this great country of ours, you can get mezcal delivered to.
Across the state border, because obviously you need to get that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
I'm just vibing right now. I feel like we've learned so much. And Damiana, I think, is the takeaway here, right? It's going to be in our lives in many ways. It's going to be in our lives with Gem and Bolt Mezcal, but it's also going to be in many, many other.
Please do your research on Damiana, especially, your female listeners. It's an herb for anyone. Trust me. It is the party herb. It's the mood elevating herb. But for women, it really is a heart opener. It gives you this boost that you need. I hate to say, it may or may not boost your libido. I mean,
Hell yeah.
If you Google, I won't have to tell you. The Google will deliver you the answers on the power of Damiana.
Everyone can do their own education.
For sure.
We are a bunch of seekers here. And so you have clearly brought a ton of joy and a ton of information and a ton of just like really good inspiration for drinking delicious mezcal. So beautiful time together. We're so grateful, Lindsay. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a part of like truly one of my favorite brands of all time.
So sweet. Thank you guys. It was my pleasure. And, just if you ever want to contact us, hit us on Instagram. It's me, We'll answer any questions about Mezcal and Damiana. And yeah, Mezcal to the people.
Woo! We love it. Thank you so much.
Friends, this has been fun. Thanks for spending some quality time with us. If you need more of us in your life, we totally get it. Follow us on Instagram at Wellbehaved Podcast.
Also, we aren't selfish. Tell us what you need and want to learn more about by sending us a note at wellbehavedpodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs. We prefer that anyway. Until next time, stay well and somewhat behaved.